Now you can actually hear me. Okay, so I wanted to talk about all my frustrations with the robot operating system and my experience building ROS-powered robots. So first of all, I think ROS is great for academia and industry. So if you think about universities, there often you can improve a small component and you can just focus all your time, work on that, and then getting the whole stack for free is amazing. In industry, you can spend a lot of time and like actually get paid to learn how to use things, and you get a very like powerful stack for free. However, I think a lot of spare time hobbyists have different needs than the groups which ROS is currently addressing very well. And when I think about myself as a robot hobbyist, I often notice I'm more budget constrained, and that makes ROS harder. I often want to have something move as fast as possible, and I want to have ROS as a high-level platform for new behaviors. So what I wanted to do in this talk is give some insights into what problems hobby roboticists might encounter. Maybe we can, as ROS community, think a bit about how we can better cater to them. And I also want to introduce a new ROS package for an affordable robot to make robotics easier to get into. So first of all, for the robotics on a budget, if you're asking people, like whenever people say, hey, I want to get into robotics, often you tell them, hey, why not use ROS? And the absolute best way, playing with the PID games. No, so the absolute best way to get into ROS is buying one of the TurtleBots, which cost 740 euros or 3.2k for the TurtleBot 4. But that's quite steep to get into a new hobby, in my opinion. Whereas something like the VM Rover, this one, let me actually turn it off and put it on the table. So something like this only costs 100 euros. You need to add your own Raspberry Pi, but I think everyone who is interested in robotics probably already has one. So this is way, way cheaper to get into this new hobby. So I made a ROS 2 package in preparation for this talk for this robot. The other thing which I often notice when talking about ROS and when working with ROS is that my goal as a hobbyist and what I think makes robotics fun is have anything move as fast as possible, right? You want to be able to drive through a room. You don't really care about this going in a straight line or not. However, if you take a look at the tutorials and like the ROS website, yeah, you start with all the CLI tools or the client libraries. To be fair, it's a good start because you're going to spend all your time debugging this stuff. But it's not really fun. It would be more fun if we can get people started with anything which moves a bit. And then you can start introducing them to, if you want to improve this, this is what you need to know about topics. This is what you need to know about publishers and subscribers. But like there is material out there which helps you. Like, for example, the Construct makes great tutorials where at least you can very quickly see a robot in simulation. I still want people to actually have something physical moving through the living room. And the last point for me is I want to see ROS more, even more, as a high-level platform. So I think as hobbyists, you want to be creative. You want to make a robot which brings you a beer or a Club Mate, and you don't want to end up debugging your ROS stack, which is what's happening in practice, to be honest. And I think that like a lot of the ROS components are very high level, but you need to have like a laser scanner, have a map of your house. Lego does this quite well. There's also some good tools like Foxglove, which help you get insights into your stack quite quickly. So more of those components would really help us. If you want to use my package, when preparing this talk, I created a package for this robot. I hope it can lower the entry bar into robotics and can be an affordable start into your robotics journey. You can find it here. Reach out to me on LinkedIn or in person. Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much.